I've repeated what I said twice about him threatening to kill me. Then I said somebody asked him and told him that, Wudo, it not be you get case for Ghana about killing. We say, yeah, I will kill him like that guy.
Ale.
You know, not mentioning name, but we all know what happened. You understand me? And I don't want to lie about it. Bulldog knew that there was a big problem for him to come and just apologize. And you know, that is the kind of problem we have in Ghana here. Managers be like, oh, who is he? Well, I mean, Kieran Gray. No. But that's me and you, Sammy, we there right now. You don't know Lil Wayne's manager. You don't know Jaru's manager. You don't know 50 Cent's manager. But I tried to put my brother in the picture that, yeah, okay, the car I'm driving, he bought it for me. This is my manager. We go outside and people will go like, hey, they like the way we behave. Oh, you understand me? So basically, this is something. And what she's talking about, me saying Bulldog follows me like a bodyguard. Yeah, I want her to understand that there's no agreement in this thing. Nothing like 50-50. When I get it and I get it, if we share 50-50, it's between me and Bulldog. You understand me? I love him as a brother and I wanted him to enjoy what I was enjoying. Same as my whole Shatter Movement crew. So basically, no.